village is subject to planning approval, obviously, because we've just made submissions to the planning committee for that, and obviously the successful acquisition of lands. But the plan is to encourage cycling and walking. The funding is to encourage modal shift, and actually try and make people leave the car at home and make that journey, whether it's to school, to work, or to the shops, either on foot or particularly by bike. And with the advent, obviously, of e-bikes as well, the distance that someone can travel is increased. So you can envisage people in Muff who maybe work or go to Derry to shop and who until now would never have thought of cycling into the city. And we're trying to create the infrastructure which changes that mindset.
And this is going to be of benefit to all as well, because when extended, it'll take people off the roads as well, and it'll give people exercise. I mean, it's the sort of thing that can have benefits right across the spectrum.
Yes, health, environmental. We're meant to reduce our carbon emissions. There are national targets both in Southern Ireland and in the north of Ireland, and this type of infrastructure is going to become more and more important in the forthcoming future. The other aspect, you might see now that in Derry, the council, in conjunction with DFI, have announced that they're going to almost reclaim some street space to encourage social distancing, which is obviously going to be maintained in the coming months. This is also happening in Dublin. It's happening in other cities and large towns across Europe. And again, while this is not the prerequisite for what we're doing, it will have benefits to help people maintain social distancing in the years to come, if this is what is remains in place in these uncertain times.
In terms of the timelines, and obviously, as you said, this is COVID-19 permitting, but at the moment we're in the planning phase, and as we know, planning phases and procurements and all that can take months, if not years, as is being evidenced with the medical school, obviously, in McGee, which has been on the cards literally for well over a decade. But in terms of the planning for this, we have planning permission. We're now looking towards tendering and procurement. In terms of the process, as we say, COVID to one side, what sort of timeline are we talking before we'll actually see work begin and be working towards something actually opening?
Okay, so because there are two jurisdictions, the planning is slightly different. So on the Donegal side of the border, if we just keep it very simple, the planning has been approved. So as I was saying earlier, we are producing tender documentation to publish, hopefully over the next 2 months. And we would like to think for the Muff section, which is about 2.5 kilometres, we'll be in a position to appoint a contractor sometime towards the end of summer, all going to plan. The planning in the Derry side of the border, we actually have applied for the route in its entirety. The planning department is considering that at the moment. The bridge is a separate planning, and that's what has just gone in now. So we're hopeful that the construction in the Derry side could also commence within the next 6 to 8 months, but it is, again, subject to planning approval and the acquisition of lands.